Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Scuba Steve's running what Ray normally does for the next half hour or so. Hey, Scuba, do you have an intro for me?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh,
okay, wow. So you have a few minutes because we're going to go around the room. When it comes to me, though, you have to make a rhyming intro for me.
Okay, yeah, I think I remember how this goes.
Ooh,
yeah.
I have a good one.
No, don't tell him.
Oh.
Just put him on the spot. Thank you, Scoop Steve. We'll come back to you in just a second.
All right, cool.
If you have a few, let us know, too. We can work through them.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's try it out, yeah.
All right, let's go over to Eddie first. His son asked his bus driver to turn on the Bobby Bones show on the bus, and Eddie was really excited that he wanted to listen to us. Here he is, Eddie!
Okay, guys, so when I was younger, it was really cool when we'd go to like a town. We would drive like 4 hours to San Antonio or whatever, and my dad knew all the hole in the walls. It was just weird. Like, we would be like, oh, that looks good.
Like restaurants?
Yeah, a little restaurant. We'd stop there, and they had the best tacos in San Antonio. We're like, wow, Dad, how did you find that? He'd be like, I don't know. I just kind of like looked at it. It looked like a cool place. Ended up being awesome. So when we were in Memphis, I tried to do the same thing.
Oh, you spotted one.
I spotted a deli. It was like underneath like a building, like a maybe a 10-story building. The very bottom, it said deli and a little neon lights. I'm like, boys, let's do it. Let's try it out. This could be the best meal of our lives. We go. There's no one in there. Kind of looks like a money laundering place.
Oh.
You know where like no one's in there. There's one dude working the back. And we order. We get the food. And we're like, it's really not that good. So we go. We go to sleep. The next day, all of us either had diarrhea or we threw up.
Oh, you just say food poisoning.
Wow.
All of us. Every single one of us.
So there's a reason there wasn't anybody in there.
Correct.
You don't have the gift, though, that your dad had either.
No, but I was going to ask you guys, do you ever do that, like, when you travel? Like,
no.
Yeah, I like to go to places that aren't, like, if you can go to a city and it's the same restaurant as your other city, it's like, I don't want to go there. You can try something new.
Or I go, is this one as good as the one at home?
Right.
The franchise?
Yeah, yes. Like, how does this rate against the one at home? But yeah, that's
that is terrible. It was not
What'd
a good call.
What'd you eat? What'd you order?
I had a sub, a meatball sub.
How does that make sense?
I don't understand. I mean, the meat did look kind of off color.
Oh, the meat. Yeah. The meat did it.
Yeah, it looked a little weird.
Dude, that's rough.
My wife had a chicken salad sandwich.
Oh, no. Chicken salad.
That's Memphis, man.
Bro.
Yeah, not good.
All right, moving on. Jason Gibble is his alter ego, and it's been a minute since Jason's been on the show. Lunchbox.
Woo! Guys, you guys talk about I'm not a music guy. You don't care about music, but I am changed. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm excited about music. I was doing some sleuthing on the internet, and I found that there are rumors that my boy Eminem is dropping an album with 50 Cent.
Woo!
That they're doing an album together.
Hey, middle-aged men rapper coming
that
together.
That is going to be
That's hot AC rap. Oh, hot AC rap.
Stop. If you don't think Eminem still has it, he is going to bring it.
You're just saying cliche things.
Yeah, drop.
Hey, you don't think he has it? He's gonna bring it.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I know you love him.
I was like, wow.
But were you sleuthing, or was that just a headline that you saw?
This is a headline on Twitter, but I was scrolling.
Yeah. It's funny we still call it Twitter, too, even though it's not officially. But how do you, if you say you tweet, what do you do? Do you X?
You X. No, you can't say, oh, I was scrolling on X.
That's what I'm saying. That part's weird, too. Yeah. I still call it Twitter.
Like the drug?
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope they do a tour and you can go.
Oh, my God. What if we can get them on the show and talk about the album?
That'd be cool, man.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I would do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. She posts videos of cardinals on her Instagram, and you never know when she'll fall for another scam. It's Amy!
So my friend was telling me about this website. It's called facecheck.id. And you can drag a screenshot or an image from the internet of someone, like if you want to know more about them, and drag their picture into the little slot on the website, and it'll pull up all different kinds of things about them. This could come in handy, for instance, if you're on a dating app, which is what she uses it for. And she said a lot of times you only know their first name and you see a little bit about them and what they look like, so it's hard to find out details. And if you drop it in there, you can find out their last name. And then you learn way more about them.
Then you background check them. Then you go to their house. Then you watch them through the window.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
I mean, regardless of what you want to use this for, it's so cool that it exists. And I had no idea.
Yeah, technology is wild in that I was watching a commercial. And I know Mike D does it sometimes too. But you can take a picture of something and put it on the internet. It'll show you exactly what it is, where you can buy it immediately.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw the Android do that, where they're watching like a show and he wants like the red cat or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes a picture of it, puts in his phone, and it pulls up all the places you can buy that exact thing.
Wow. It's crazy.
I mean, this website will help you out because it says it'll check for scammers. So any picture, anybody that comes to your door or anything, take a picture, put it on.
Or if the person that you'll date, if they're also a scammer, you knock them both out at the same time.
Yeah, you find out lots. It'll show you their social media. I did put in this one guy because I've been trying to figure out his last name, and then, I don't know, I didn't recognize him. All these famous, well-known people came up, and I'm like, that's not... I don't know. It was weird. They all did look like him, sort of, but they were not him. No.
But that'd have been cool, huh?
Yeah, and there's 646,259,905 faces online.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
On their website.
Will you make sure that's accurate and start counting? We'll check with you later.
All right.
Scuba Steve, let me hear what you got for me.
I got a couple here for you. Here's the first one. Okay. Bobby Bones in his zone, chasing signed jerseys alone. In his quest, he's quite obsessed. Each autograph is a precious stone. Here's Bobby Bones.
Wow, that was a lot. What? That was a lot of rhymes.
I hear you. I wasn't expecting it to be that intense.
That was a rap.
No, I liked it.
Usually Ray goes intro
from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, and then he makes a rhyme, but it's not Ray doing it.
But I'm not Ray, though, yeah.
Exactly. That I was kinda, just...
a different style.
Yes, yeah. I was just surprised at the technique. Okay, what's the other one?
Okay, the other one. Bobby Bones, tunes and tones, radio king on the microphone, with wit that hones, his style groans, in laughter's throne, he's widely known, Bobby Bones!
Maybe he was inspired by Eminem.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. Wow, that was really good.
Stones and bones.
You wanted something from me, that's what you get.
Whoa, easy. We like it.
That's good, dude.
Hey, that was actually pretty solid.
It was good.
We liked it. Okay, I have two things here that I was going to get to yesterday. I'll do both of them. Number one is, I accidentally made a 30-minute video on my phone, recording my screen. So I'd hit record, screen record. You know how you pull the thing down and hit that button?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. It recorded 30 minutes before. I was like, oh, crap. So I have it saved in my phone. I think that's so interesting to watch somebody else, if they don't know their screen's being recorded, and see what they look at for 30 minutes.
That's funny.
Like, if I were to load the whole 30-minute video on YouTube, I haven't even looked at it. I don't know what I looked at. And I know I don't look at anything bad, I don't think. But how fun would that be to go watch what somebody else is looking at on their phone for half an hour? Like, that would be a new... odd social media thing.
You don't ever do that? Like when people are like sitting in a doctor's office or whatever, and you...
Well, we got real specific here. No, I'm not. Tell me more.
And someone's scrolling on their phone. You don't just sit there and look and say, I wonder what they're looking at. You just kind of lean over and check it out.
I don't, but I would be interested, except for the whole creep part.
Yeah, especially in a doctor's office. I'm not trying to lean next.
But I have a 30-minute video. I'm saying that's loading it up on YouTube.
Yeah, do it.
I bet people look, watch it.
But
you just can't know you're being recorded. Like, I didn't know. Because I've never recorded.
But I mean, do you turn it off for like 20 minutes?
And hopefully you don't go to your bank account.
What were you originally recording?
I know. Oh, I should have somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
Seeing if I want a jersey.
Oh, the stream?
Yeah. I was trying to see if I want a jersey.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I have that. And the second thing was, I I have a suit for somebody on Instagram that hit me up like 2 months ago because they're getting married, and I can't find them because I deleted all my messages. So if you're that person,
oh man,
I'll send you a message.
How are you going to know? It's the same.
I'll remember because they said something specific to me, and I was like, oh, I'm kind of that size, and I have a bunch of suits that I just give people usually online that need suits. And so if you're that person, you listen to me now, message me and talk to me what we've already talked about, and I'll send you a suit.
So put the same storyline of like,
I know why what the story is.
Okay.
And why? I know a couple specific details, but I don't know the name.
Right, but you want them to write that again.
I need to prove it to them.
Okay.
So I have that. And then I was going to talk about the pallet. We still haven't sold the pallet because I get a lot of messages about that. So we need to move it.
Yeah, dude. I need money.
We need to move the pallet.
We need to do it.
Yeah, we're moving.
Scuba,
moving.
I'm
going to
put this on you now.
Oh, boy. Okay. No. We've been taking pictures and working on descriptions so we can put it all
okay.
up.
Okay.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
I told you that a couple weeks ago to do that, and I haven't seen anything.
Well, yeah, just because you haven't seen
it. Follow up.
I'll follow up. Yeah, I'll circle back on you.
Right. I just told you.
Okay, well, we're good then.
Thank you.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year. I love him dearly. He recently told me he can't stand my best friend. He thinks she's a bad influence and doesn't respect our relationship. My best friend and I have been friends for almost 25 years. Through thick and thin, I cannot imagine cutting her off. I'm torn between the two most important people in my life. How do I navigate this without losing someone I care about? Signed, between a boyfriend and a best friend. Only a year in, you need chunk deuces to that dude. If that's your best friend of 25 years,
yeah.
Most relationships don't work.
Or is he seeing something you've been unable to see because of the bond for so long?
Yeah. Just 25 years. 25 no, years. No, no, no,
no.
I
would think if he thinks she's... Like, you have to assess if someone's a bad influence on you, but a year's a long time to date somebody.
25 years is a long time to be best friends with somebody.
Yeah, I'd say that's longer.
Yeah.
No, but just a chunk
of like, what are the odds? If you're playing odds here, doing numbers, doing... percentages. Who's going to have the higher percentage that they're going to be in your life to help you in 4 years? Which one of those two?
Probably the friend.
In 4 years?
Yeah.
If she's reliable.
Probably the friend.
He seems to maybe think she maybe wouldn't be.
You got to wonder what he doesn't like about her.
Yeah. And does she like him?
And what... I feel like this dude is no good.
Okay.
There is something that's making him feel insecure. There's something he's threatened by with this friend. Don't know what it is. But it doesn't seem healthy. If it's been your friend for 25 years, I think you'd be able to recognize a lot of the toxic traits.
True.
Over that amount of time. And if he's told you the toxic traits and you're like, I don't think that's true or I don't agree, I'd cut him. Okay. You didn't need to have all the talks like, hey, tell me why. But if you have to decide, you cut the dude. It's only a year. Probably a mirror in many ways, a loser, I can tell.
Just from that.
It's one of those things where if somebody has a best friend 25 years, you just have to learn it. You just have to learn to like them or learn to like something about them so you can be around them and just shut your hole. Because that's a hard thing to tell somebody. It's like they have a pet they've had for 7 years. And you start dating them. I hate your dog. Yeah, well, you're out.
Mm.
Goodbye. Kick. Set curb. I just kicked you to it. So I don't like how this feels. I would definitely talk to him, see if there's something a little more rational, find out what he's threatened by, but probably just got to move on. Get you a real winner.
Yeah, what if this is he's starting with the friend and then he slowly moves on to the family?
Exactly. He wants to isolate.
He's trying to control you.
Divide and conquer. It's happened many times.
I've heard of that.
In Earth, not with me. In Earth. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
There are a lot of things in our culture that we just say, hey, congratulations to. Amy's the one that gave me this story. But there's a list of things that we automatically congratulate. Well, for example, if somebody does what, you congratulate them.
You get a new job.
Boom, that's a good one.
A new car.
Okay.
Congratulations, dude. That's awesome. That's a nice car.
I would say graduating.
Yep.
That's good. Getting married.
Having a baby.
Yeah, have a house. Get a house, Ray. Congratulations.
Okay. Oh, that. Yeah.
Are you guys in?
No. A couple more days, I think.
Just days?
Yeah.
You're in your new house. Wow.
Yep.
The list of things they say we should automatically congratulate. New baby, starting a business, buying a house, getting married, buying a new car, starting a job. And here's the list of things we should also congratulate, but we don't always think about congratulating. When someone says they're going to therapy for the first time.
Congratulations.
Huh.
Yeah. See, that sounds weird, dude. I was about to say, congratulations, but that's...
Maybe I would say, hey, good for you.
That's better.
Yeah, I think it's...
Congratulations is weird.
The word congratulations is being used, but it just, in picture it, just something to be celebrated.
But it says congratulations.
I know.
How about ending a toxic relationship?
Good for you.
Hey, congratulations. He was a freaking loser.
Yeah, that sounds weird, man.
Congratulations. You did a hard thing.
Quitting a dead-end job. Okay, that one I can sign up for. Fighting suicidal thoughts. Being in recovery. It gets real dark. I don't think... Congratulations is such a happy word that I would be like, hey, I like good for you for some of these, or keep it up, or I know it's hard.
Or someone celebrating a year sober, would you say congratulations?
Yeah, that's good.
I would say congratulations on that one.
Do you change your tone maybe from like congratulations to like congratulations,
congratulations, or congrats?
Well, if someone is going to therapy, I don't think I'm like congratulations!
Right. So you say congratulations.
Hey, I would just say good for you.
Yeah. Still sounds weird.
So I have congratulations for you guys. What I would say congratulations for Lunchbox, for getting email on his phone finally.
Oh.
Yeah, still not there.
What?
Not there.
What do you mean?
He's got a cough.
No. I don't have email on my phone. I'm not there yet.
I thought you got it.
No.
Oh. Do you have to cough?
I was going to, but I
held it. You can turn your mic off.
Congratulations.
And cough. Yeah, there you go.
You held it. Congratulations.
Congratulations for holding your cough that you've had for 8 months.
Got it out.
Eddie for being allowed to play golf with four kids at home. Congratulations.
Thank
that happens.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Amy for not doodling for at least 5 minutes.
Congratulations.
Wow, you have doodled less and less.
Yes, you've really been focused.
I'm medicated.
So.
Congratulations, Amy.
Therapy. Yeah, medication. All right, so, yeah, those also, congratulations just isn't the word all the time.
What would we do for you? Oh, hey, dude, you had a full night's sleep. Congratulations.
I didn't know.
But he hasn't.
No, I know, but you will.
No, no, but you're saying stuff that has happened.
Right. I thought his phone. I thought he said his email was on his phone. I was like, congratulations. And he's like, nope.
Okay, all right.
Congratulations on getting offered something that you're not allowed to tell us about.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Bounce.
But you don't know what that is.
Okay. But still.
You woke up today.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Wow.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, you know Travis Kelce. He plays tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a Super Bowl champion.
And
of course, he's dating Taylor Swift. They're in love. Now, we've heard a lot of good things about Travis. He does a lot of good things for the community, including this. This is awesome. He partnered with Kodiak Cakes, which they make like breakfast bars, granola bars, pancakes, oatmeal, stuff like that. And he donated 25,000 meals for students in need. And on top of that, his mom, Donna, she had a cookie bake sale. She also donated some of the profits to that.
Wow.
So the Kelce family's all good, dude. They're all into it. The brother, he takes a shirt off, drinks beer.
That has nothing to do with this.
No, no worry. Seems like a good dude.
Did you see where, but not in America, Canada, you could bet if he was going to propose to Taylor after the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Well, yeah, but there are odds, obviously.
And the favorite is he's not?
Right. It's like plus 300, meaning if you were to bet 100, you'd win 300.
Yeah.
But you can't bet in the States. It was only like Canada.
Ah, dang.
But one of my friends was like, hey, should I bet this? Who lived in Canada. I said, no, you shouldn't bet that he's going to propose. He said, why? I said, because, well, he for sure won't propose if they lose. So that's 50-50 already.
Yeah, true.
I said, and then he's, you think that's what they would
want him to like take the attention off of? If they won, then you can take the attention off of that.
Disaster.
Yes, it'd work out perfect for the relationship.
But you know what though? If they did lose and they're on the podium doing the whole Super Bowl speech,
they lose.
Yeah, say they lose.
Oh,
right?
And he steals the Thunder.
And
from
then
the Niners.
San Francisco's like on the podium, getting the trophy, and then they show him on the field.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be hilarious. That I would sign up for.
They're like, who's watching this?
They would cut away from the championship in a heartbeat.
Oh, for sure. In the middle of one of the speeches?
They should even fake it if they lose.
That would be awesome.
Good job. Good job, Travis Kelce. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our show, Swifty Lauren, is in studio. Are you happy about Taylor Swift making it to the Super Bowl?
Very happy. Yeah. I love her, and I think she's going to look great there.
And are you annoyed with people that are annoyed with her?
Yes, it's so annoying. It's just, she's on the screen for a few seconds. I don't understand why everyone just gets so upset about it.
Did you see where she was like, go away, thank you?
Yes, I did see
where the
that.
Camera was on her.
So she doesn't want the attention.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She's an entertainer.
Well, I think at first, I think everybody's probably in that camp surprised at how it's kind of turned on them. Hmm. And some people really, I think it's in a way hurt her likability to a certain group that doesn't matter.
Wow, that's crazy.
And it's made even Travis Kelce, like, not a bad dude, but like the bad guy because he's everywhere.
I used to have no problem with him, but now he's everywhere. I mean, I can't even click on a website without their...
Wow.
Well,
good,
only
good for him, though. He's super famous now.
Yeah. But it is being... I feel like it's being shoved down our throats, and that's why I just get annoyed.
He was on 3 commercials in a row at
Thank
one
you.
Time.
Really?
During the game, yeah. But I'm not annoyed with it.
No, I'm not annoyed with it either. I think people who are annoyed with it are kind of being haters. And
haters and jealous.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Sure, yeah. Just
shake
it off. Those haters off.
Teardrops on their own guitars. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to play Elder versus Millennial, which, by the way, Eddie wants to say something first because he has asked me to give Morgan a yellow card, even though she's not in the game.
Correct.
Why?
Well, what happens, you know, sometimes you have the game, but off the field,
yeah,
people say stuff.
What did she say?
I heard Morgan say that she thinks that Elder versus Millennial is rigged for me to win.
But you're losing.
That's what the listeners said, because Eddie kept coming in and he was like, Lauren's so much better than you. I was like, Eddie, you forget that I was up against you 4-0. Like, it's just how the game goes.
Morgan, you forget that I dominated you and now Lauren comes in and I can't win.
Lauren, 3-1 right now.
She's dominating.
I'm not giving her a yellow card because she's a spectator. Okay. But I'll be thinking about that whenever she gets back in.
Yeah, you can't get cards off the field.
Or can you?
Oh, you can be asked to leave the stands.
That's true. Umpire can ask.
That's a good point.
100%.
That is true.
They kick you right out of there.
That's true. Elder versus Millennial up first. He's a dad of 4. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. Woo! In games, he always seeks a victory. But don't insult his chicken by calling it rotisserie.
Yes!
It's producer Eddie.
Yeah! I love that one, Bones.
Eddie, you got 3 questions.
Come on.
Swifty Lauren would know the answer to these most likely, so don't miss it.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake's chart-topping song, Rock Your Body, and here's a clip. is a track off of what 2002 album?
What? Okay, I don't know. I don't know album names. I'm just going to say Bringing Sexy Back.
Oh, interesting. No, incorrect. Lauren, do you know that?
Justified.
Correct, Justified.
Justified? It's actually a good name for an album.
Eddie, what app allowed sharing 6-second video loops and was very popular with millennials?
6 seconds? I remember Vine was 5 seconds. Those video loops. Yeesh. I'll go with Vine because I don't know anything else. Oh, it's Vine? Oh, cool. Yeah, let's go.
Before becoming famous, where did Harry Styles work?
Before One Direction? Because he got famous in One Direction.
Before becoming famous, where did Harry Styles work?
I think Harry Styles, he seems like a coffee shop kind of guy. I think he worked at the coffee shop.
That's incorrect. Lauren, can you steal?
Wasn't it like a bakery
it's
in
a bakery.
London or
he
something?
Was a baker?
Yeah. Of course
not. Did they have
was.
Coffee there?
It's
a baker. Bakery, Eddie.
No coffee at the bakery.
I don't know that coffee or not, but at the bakery. For sure. All right, let's introduce Eddie's opponent. She is our youngest producer. Her rookie season in this game is out of control, and she's looking forward to seeing Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl. It's Swiftie Lauren. Okay, Lauren. Let's score 2-1. Lauren, what is the name of the blue and white droid introduced in 1977's Star Wars? Here's a clip of what it sounds like.
R2-D2?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
How does she know that?
That's a pretty obvious one.
What rock guitarist played on Michael Jackson's song Beat It? And here's a clip. Eddie will know the answer too because they're older. Do you know that?
Van Halen?
Correct.
Really? That was a guess.
Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen.
That's crazy.
I hate that. She's so good.
I mean, she's already.
How does she know that?
I don't know. She's already won.
How old are you, Lauren?
7.
No, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't know those answers at all.
Well, no, it's okay if she does, Eddie.
No, she really shouldn't. Like, how is she so smart with that stuff? Like, she must know a bunch of useless information.
What? You know, I do know a bunch 40s. Of useless information, yeah.
What British singer who released a 1987 song, Never Gonna Give You Up, is credited with Rickrolling? Here's a clip.
Right?
Rick Astley.
She's a genius.
She's already going to win anyway. But yes, there she is. Our winner again. Wow. Who's going to win the Super Bowl, Lauren?
I kind of want the 49ers because I do want to see somebody other than the Chiefs.
What?
But I've learned to never bet against the Chiefs. Like, I do.
What about Travis?
Listen, I love Travis and Taylor, but, like, you know, I'm kind
of
wanting
to. You tired of it?
I'm kind of tired. I want to see somebody else win. I have nothing against the 49ers or the Chiefs, but it'd be nice to see someone else win, but.
Do you see where you could bet on that? If they're going to, if he's going to propose?
Yes, I did see that.
It's a little early, right, for them to.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to propose on the field. I feel like that's almost like proposing at somebody else's wedding. It's like taking away the attention.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he is going to propose by the end of this year.
Wow.
He'd be dumb not to.
Yeah, I agree.
Didn't she move into the mansion?
I think
she living in KC now?
She is living with him, and then he plans on after the Super Bowl to go on tour with her internationally, so.
I mean, she's with that Joe Alwyn for 6 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
we never saw pictures of them.
They wanted to keep it private.
Exactly.
Well,
maybe that was
him. He's an actor.
But it was him, and he's kind of like a nobody, and they got together when that whole, like, she was getting canceled, so she was very, like, just private in public.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, for 6 years.
Now times have changed.
But I'm saying if you're Joe Alwyn and you're like, man, we had to stay secret the whole time. I didn't even get any fame out of this. And then Travis Kelce, dude comes along, got big muscles, and all of a sudden he gets to be super famous.
Because he's definitely like getting an extra endorsement deals.
Massive. Oh, it's making him actually pierce the consciousness of pop culture.
Yeah.
Instead of just being a really good football player.
Yeah.
And so.
She put him on the map.
Swiftie Lauren is to this show what Travis Kelce is to America.
What was that?
Dominating.
This is dominant. That's it.
Swiftie Lauren, thank you. Good job, Lauren. There you go. Another win for her.
Man.
Be honest with me. Don't worry about my feelings. Everybody.
Okay.
But also don't take shots at me just for the gamesmanship
of it. We'll never do that.
No, we're just being honest.
Okay. No, I can already tell by the tone of their voices. This is not going to be You're going to try to hurt me, but okay. I have a friend, not a close friend, but somebody that I know. We text back and forth. He is a professional golfer, okay? And so he plays on the PGA Tour, and we'll text like every few weeks or so. If like he plays well in the tournament, I'll be like, hey, man, what up? He hit me the other day and was like, hey, man, and talked to me, how you been? And I was like, good. And I said the following, and what I need to know is if I came off stalkerish or creepy or lame or just a good buddy.
Or all three.
Or just a good buddy. I want that to be option two.
All the above.
Yeah, you brought all the above. I love chess when they have all the above because I always pick that.
Or just a good buddy, okay?
Okay.
I said, and again, we probably talk every 2 weeks, three weeks. Oh, I says, hey, hope you're well. I said, hey, I saw your last tournament. How'd you feel when you played? He said, I was happy. Game feels better this year. I think I'm going to be dangerous this year. I said, this is when I said something that could possibly be considered too much.
You're making me nervous.
Yeah, I said, that's awesome. I'm always keeping up. I have my alert on every time you play on ESPN.
Oh, man. That is...
Hold on, let me think.
Is
about
that creepy? Because there's
what
an alert.
What does that mean?
Well, it means when they're playing, it's like it tells me a score, keeps up with them.
The notification comes
on. Yeah, anytime anything happens.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and with
for
anything.
Any sport?
Yeah.
Any player?
Because I have it set for Arkansas basketball, Arkansas football.
And this guy?
Arkansas baseball.
Okay, here's the thing. It's absolutely creepy. It's awkward.
I said, I'm always keeping up. You're on my alerts on ESPN.
And what did he say to that?
Not a lot. He said,
hearted it.
He said, cool. See you soon. Peace, fingers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Peace. Like, yeah. I'm out. Like, yeah, I'm getting out.
Oh, I know.
No, never again.
Yeah, like, peace. Like,
because he doesn't really use emojis.
Like, a restraining order.
The emoji there.
Like, you should have just played it cool. You always tell me to play it cool.
But I wasn't playing it. I just was like, hey, I'm keeping up with you. I keep you on the ESPN alerts to see how you're playing. Every time you play, it tells me.
I feel like, yeah, that's what a friend would do.
No, you say, oh, I looked at the last tournament and saw you did this. Not every time you hit a shot, I get a notification that comes through on the phone. Like, you sound like a stalker.
Am I a stalker or possibly a good friend? Honestly, your reaction to that.
Gosh.
It doesn't sound crazy. No, you don't let them convince you.
I'm not. I think that you're a good friend.
No, now you're just saying that because I read.
No, I think if one of these teen moms,
I got an alert every time they change the diaper.
But this is a sport that they cover on television.
Well, yeah, maybe they do it.
I think that's what a good friend would do. And then B, because you're not a stalker, you're able to say that.
So if I was a stalker, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
I would just secretly do it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That is a great
good point, Amy.
Okay. Eddie?
I try to sit on this for a little bit, just to kind of...
Is it close in your mind?
Oh, yeah, really close. Wow. There's a fine line between stalker and supportive friend. Because at first I'm thinking, you know what? Like, if I were on the tour, you would for sure do that notification and be
dude,
I follow you. I follow your shots.
Absolutely.
Like, good tournament, bad tournament, whatever. But I don't know if you're that good of a friend to him. Like, you talk every 2 weeks, not really a best friend. I'm saying stalker, borderline stalker.
But what if he listens? I know he listens to the show some.
Yeah, but does he say, hey, man, I listen to every single episode of your show?
I don't get an alert on every tweet that you guys put up. Every time you guys post on Instagram, my phone doesn't go off. Like,
okay, so we have one. It's okay. Eddie says it's stalker
like,
feeling.
It's close to the middle, but you're on the stalker side.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Lame, stalker, you are all the above. All the above. Like,
lame
you wrapped
option.
It up. What?
Lame wasn't an option.
It was. It was option C. Yeah.
Okay.
What would you have said if you were me then? Meaning what I meant.
All you had to say is like, oh yeah, I saw the scores. It looked like you had a good tournament. I'll check it out when you play next.
But you geeked out on Johnny Bananas and like,
yeah, I know.
Loved him.
That's what I'm saying. And you said I was stalkerish and I probably blew it. And that's why Johnny Bananas doesn't want to be my friend now. It's because
You did blow it. You yelled at him, though.
And here, it takes one to know one.
I'm not him. Oh, no.
Morgan, okay, quick thought, then we're going to be done with this. What do you think?
I don't think you were. Can you refresh my mind? How many times have you hung out with this guy in person?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know that you said.
Because
I feel like that matters.
Two. And very close to each other.
What year? I don't know what that means.
Last year?
As in, like, the same week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Because it was at the same event.
Yeah.
I would say because it's only two times hanging out, you might need to back off just a smidge.
Oh, no.
But I don't think it's lame what you said. I think what you said is good, and I think that's being a good friend. Who got whose number?
I don't know.
We could tell by the text if you go back to the beginning.
I don't want to.
Man, I think that peace emoji really meant
Well, no, I changed numbers, though, remember, recently?
Oh.
So since then, I'll go to the top.
True.
I just said, hey, Bobby's new number.
And then he said, Bobby who?
And he said, Bobby
Peace. No, this is the first time that we ever messaged. Oh, I said, this is January 31st of 2023, so 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Great to meet you. Good luck this week. Hey,
do you say good luck every week?
Oh, boy.
No. God, I'm such a loser.
Every tournament. Hey, good luck, man.
I'm such a loser.
This is a tough one.
All right.
Hey, hole 12's got some water. Be careful. Don't hit it to the right.
I'm such a loser.
He's like, I got
like
this,
sending
dude.
Him notes. Okay. Like
all right. Well, I have some work to do on myself. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby. I just wanted to get a few updates from you guys. Whatever happened with the homemade pickleball court you were trying to build? Second thing is, what happened with those Tiffany stained glass windows that you sold? Did they sell for a bunch of money? Just curious about that.
Thank you for those questions. Number one, the homemade pickleball court that I was going to build if I couldn't get someone to build it. I finally found a company that would come and build it. The problem is when it has to set the asphalt, et cetera, it has to have a certain amount of 60 degree nights. So it can't be fully done probably until late April or May, but they're going to start in the next month or so. And I don't even have to do it myself on YouTube.
Wow. Yeah. We were worried about that, dude.
Yeah.
It'd have been awesome. Yeah. It'd have been crooked.
Slanted.
Yes. Yeah. It'd have been awful, but it'd been hilarious for me to have to build my own pickleball court. And the Tiffany glass, we have them put away somewhere. That house we're selling, but we took them down and they're in a special place.
Lunchbox can sell them for you.
Yeah. No, he can't sell the pallet that we spent $50 on.
Right.
No, I can. I'm working on it.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, this is kind of cool, but also scary because researchers at the University of Tokyo have created a robot that uses lab-grown muscle tissue. So it's a two-legged robot, and it mimics human movement. It can walk. It can turn.
That's nothing. I know that's a big story, but I saw a robot that can make free throws.
Oh, like a basketball player robot? Mm-hmm.
Lab-grown muscle tissue?
Who cares? It was 100% from the free throw line.
100%?
Yeah, didn't miss a single free throw. And they moved it back to three-point, and it made like 4 or 5.
Whoa.
So whatever, science, people have injuries, they can get their stuff fixed, whatever. 100% from free throws. I mean, I hear this story, and what I hear in my head is they're developing ways for people that have injuries, for people that have been disabled, to have a chance to move again. You know, they put that brain chip that Elon Musk had put in chimps in their first human. I don't know if they should say who the human is yet, but the goal with that is too, is to give people that have been paralyzed or have different deficiencies the ability to not. And so, yeah, it seems risky, seems crazy, but 100% free throw line?
That's
what else you got to say?
Okay, well, all that sounds cool. I guess the scary part would be like if they can build something that kind of is very human-like and then it takes over.
Yeah, and they trick us. Like, we don't know who's a robot.
But here's the thing. As long as you keep it plugged in, close to the plug, it can't go farther than the cord. Keep the cord short.
That's true.
Okay, that's true.
You got us there, man.
Yeah, don't make it battery powered. Make it only plug-in-able. And then so if they come chasing after you, bloop, comes out of the wall.
Or if they try to date you.
Well, I'll be cool with that. I just keep it plugged in, though. All right, what else?
Sure, you may not know. Super Bowl tickets are so expensive. Like, I don't even know how people go to this. Do you think a lot of them get gifted it or, like, companies buy it? And
most
it's, like, a fun thing to go to?
Is businesses, you know, taking clients. Yes, because they're, like, $10,000 a ticket.
Yes, the cheapest ticket available.
It'll go down, but it's two high-profile teams, too.
Yeah, and then what are your thoughts on going to a Super Bowl as someone that has gone before?
It's way overrated, but you won't even, if you can go, so you can also go, oh yeah, it's way overrated. Otherwise, you're just like, no, it'd be cool to go, because I was like that, and I've been to a couple. It's overrated.
I feel like
you can't see any of the big stuff because it's real life. On TV, it's up close.
I wonder if there's like a lot of Taylor Swift fans that are going to drop a lot of money to try to go. Well, if they're obsessed.
I don't think they would do that, no. I think they'd see her more on TV.
TikTok is doing a live fest this Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Meghan Trainor is hosting it, and it's a live creator celebration. She's going to be performing.
Are they still on jerseys?
That's what I was
going to ask. If so, I'm in. I'll buy some of those jerseys.
Helmets?
Yeah.
There's going to be global creators from all over. Awards are going to be handed out. So
she's signing cleats.
Fun that they're doing.
I saw those yesterday.
Have you?
Yeah. Listen, it's my favorite hobby. I don't even want to keep the stuff. I will keep it for a bit, but I have no interest and doing anything with these signed jerseys, like in my house, the only thing I have in my house that I keep is Arkansas stuff. And I have stuff from the 50s all the way to today. But like these random teams, these great players, I have the jerseys. I'm not going to spend money to frame them. I just want to win them online for $30. And then and sometimes I pay $30 and don't win. So that's just money, you know, pee-pee down the hole. But it's so much fun. And then I'm just going to give them away.
I watched you do one. I don't know. I didn't.
From where? From my window?
You showed me.
Oh. Like, where were you?
Got it. No, but creepy. I mean, I don't know. I didn't understand the thrill. I was like, okay.
You ever been on a roller coaster while also about to receive really good news and possibly about to win the lottery one ball away? That's what it feels like.
Wow.
All right.
Even if you lose.
I've never done that, but yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I need to just invest my own money and then I'll get the thrill.
Wise man did not say that. All right.
Okay. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, I give you a nickel if you can name the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Okay. John Sanders.
John Sanders is, you were close. CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. He's teamed up with USAA and the Air and Space Forces Association to surprise retired U.S. Marine veteran Craig Mazeiska, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
That's cool.
The veteran who received a Purple Heart and other military honors for his service in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, will attend the game with his son and have the opportunity to meet and hang out with CJ Stroud. From 88 to 94, he served in the Marines where he was a combat engineer. He became a teacher and a counselor. And CJ Stroud was and has been involved with this organization for a while. And so they found him.
That's cool. He gets to go with his son, too.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
You know, I didn't know that, like, players that are still playing go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. They didn't make it.
Did you know, though, if you're playing, if you're either a 49er or a Chief, obviously you can't anyway gamble on the games, but you can't even play a slot machine. You're not allowed to gamble at all.
Oh.
What? Why wouldn't you be able to play a slot machine?
Rules. I don't know. Whatever those rules are, you can't gamble at all if you're one of the two teams that are playing in the Super Bowl.
Dude, that is tough just to be in Vegas and
it's not hard.
Oh, and they're all staying like half an hour away from the strip and like places that aren't near the strip.
Oh, they're not like in the casino?
That doesn't mean that they couldn't get there, but the rule is no gambling at all.
I would imagine they have other things to focus on.
Yeah, but like, you know, $20 into that machine. But
Amy, you think that, but some guys get busted with...
Ladies.
Oh.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Oh.
Ladies.
Well, I guess not everybody's a starter, you know?
You mean the backups?
Right, so...
Well, you know, a lot of times, though, it's a starter.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay. CJ Stroud, shout out. It's awesome. It's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.